Welcome back to the Sunday Scoop. This is the 15th episode, or the second podcast version, I suppose. Not a whole lot happened last week that I can remember, other than I released my video, Stop Procrastinating. It's been performing well. My goal with that video was to kind of, hopefully, rekindle the what I was given from Go to Sleep, but I think that's an anomaly in the YouTube realm. We'll kind of see. I would be happy with really anything with that video because I think it's fun and I enjoyed making it. I'll maybe turn it into a YouTube short because I feel like that would make a lot of sense because you're scrolling and then the first thing that happens is get off your phone. But yeah, I released that video and I also released a breakdown video. It's kind of short. It's around 8 or 9 minutes, kind of just going over different tactics in the animation that I've learned either during that video or that I learned in previous videos that I'm applying to this one to kind of make it go faster. That video is currently available to my Patreon members. I only have one tier at the moment. I know last week I had mentioned that I was going to do a second tier for tutorials, but I think I'd rather provide more value to the first tier for now, at least. That, and I don't think I have enough patrons to really defend having a second tier. And I'm fine with that. I think if I were to want to do a second tier that is like $8 a month, I'd want to be able to justify the cost a little bit more. So we'll kind of be experimenting with these small little breakdowns for this current Patreon tier. And currently they are only available to Patreon members. I know I normally, I try and give as many benefits as I can to like every type of supporter. So Twitch, Patreon, Discord, YouTube. But this is currently a Patreon exclusive benefit. On one hand, I would like to be able to give Patreon members exclusive benefits, just like every support tier has their own exclusive benefit. But on the other hand, I'm also just experimenting with these and don't really know what is going to happen to them. Maybe it'll turn into something that's free. I don't know. Or maybe it will be going into the second Patreon tier if I want to end up doing more with it, right? We'll kind of see what I do with that. Maybe I'll give it to all my supporters. But right now, since it's just a big experiment and I'm just going to be posting them kind of sporadically, it's just for my Patreon members. I also changed the Patreon icon on my website and in the pinned post. It used to be the little squishy Patreon GIF with a money sign behind it because my goal with it was initially it was going to be mostly just everything was going to be locked behind the main tier or the initial tier. Kind of like there's plenty of artists that do that. They have like $1 to $2 for their feed and then some other stuff for everything else that they post. But I had decided to make some free stuff. So that icon, I think, was a bit misleading. Now it's a star. So if you want to check out my website or just go to my Patreon, you can see what it looks like. Not super important, but I changed that just to kind of convey it better. And in that same pinned post, I also edited it to include the invite to the Discord a few times when I refer to it. And so the Discord is now publicly open to the Patreon. I'll be making more promo posts for it, but it is now available to them. And since a bunch of more people are joining from Stop Procrastinating, because I did upload that as a free download. So the Discord is now publicly open, and we're also going to be inviting more people to the Discord slowly in batches still from my YouTube as well. But I like the idea of kind of funneling people into my Patreon and then funneling those people into my Discord, because I feel like Patreon has much more intention, where YouTube, I think, is a much more diverse audience. But we'll kind of experiment with both and see what comes from both. And I will be making a little Discord icon for my website, and I'll be inviting people on my website soon as well. I'm curious to see how that goes as well, because I don't think a lot of people visit my website. And oh, I see on my website it says Extras, the Patreon logo. I forgot about that. Well, you can check that out. But that is kind of what I want to convey more, is that my Patreon is all of my extra content. But yeah, not a lot of people visit my website. So if I put the Discord there, it will be a very slow, consistent stream of people. Yeah, I think it's fair to make it public, since I think I've had like 80,000 people visit my website compared to the 5 million people that have viewed Go to Sleep. So I don't think we'd have anything to panic about. I likely won't be putting it in my description or anything anytime soon. Maybe eventually. It's just, it ensues a lot more chaos. We'll kind of see, though. I like the batches for now, and then maybe a slow stream in the background. So I'm going to be putting a lot of focus into my next song, and hopefully get that done as my next video uploaded. So this would be my next longer form experimental song, kind of like Scatterbrained and In the Mirror and Sharks with Legs. The animation won't be much. It'll mostly be a loop with typography, like In the Mirror. I have some other plans to make it more visually interesting. I just didn't want to make an entire animation sequence. Just not really what I planned for this video. And the next song is an experiment with Hatsune Miku as well. So I will be trying to model... I'll probably be trying to model Hatsune Miku in some sort of interesting style. But since I'm not familiar with characters, I don't want to make a full-blown animation, likely. We'll see. I also said I wasn't going to do that with Sharks with Legs or Scatterbrained, but just don't have your hopes up, because I don't plan to do it. We'll see. I forgot that I said I wasn't going to do that with those two until now. But yes, the next song is featuring Hatsune Miku. Very fun to work with that software. It doesn't mean that I'm gonna stop singing. I'm actually have a plan for the next song, which will involve me singing. I know that I didn't do a singing one in Scatterbrain. I've been uploading videos recently without me singing, other than Stop Procrastinating. I don't think anyone thinks this, but I just want to reiterate, I'm not like gonna stop singing or anything. I just wanted to do other fun stuff. I like being very diverse in the music realm. It's very fun to experiment. And I'm actually getting new hardware to hopefully have my voice sound better in upcoming videos and songs and such. But yes, that's the main project I'm going to be working on. But I'll still be working on my new stream overlay occasionally throughout the next few weeks as well. And I've been working on that very slowly, kind of little by little. I had a big hump that I experienced that was just very demotivating, but you can thank Arnie for helping me get over that hump and solve a few problems in the code, as well as some other things. But now that those are kind of out of the way, I assume progress is going to be faster on it. But it's still going to be taking a while to get done, just because there's a lot of complicated stuff that I'm working with. And when it comes to something like OBS and setting up that overlay, I had a lot of different plugins to help me along the way, whereas this, I really only have like two add-ons that I'm working with in Godot, and everything's just still much more variable. But it is coming along well. It's very, very exciting, very cool. And I did just have like a major update to it, but I'm still implementing very vital features. When I do stream with this for the first time, the features will likely be not that much compared to, I guess compared to what I currently have. It's still probably going to be using TTS for alerts. There's a lot of stuff there that I won't want to have just yet. Basically, I want to have it bare bones, bare minimum, so that I can stream with it. Once I get it to the point where I can stream with it, then I can start working on fun stuff, and potentially I can start doing coding streams as well, where I'm kind of live implementing features, but we'll see how that goes. So I know that last week I had mentioned that I was almost done with my next story for Postmortem in New Space. This is not the case anymore. If it was, that would have been uploaded probably the day after, or like Monday or Tuesday, right? But I've put this story on hiatus because I've been feeding too much into the what makes a good story type of mindset, and instead of really focusing on writing the story that I want to write. Basically, the story that I wanted to write, I take that and then I deconstruct it and reconstruct it and then add things that I didn't want to add or remove things that I wanted to keep to try and just make it as interesting as I could. But I think I want to focus. It's affecting the way that I'm building the world and the atmosphere that I want people to experience, right? I want to be able to focus on conveying that surreal atmosphere and that dreamlike immersion. I just think that it's a very important part in that project. And I don't think I'm going to be where I want with that for a while. Even the first story isn't where I want to be with how these stories look and kind of really everything with it. It's going to be a big experiment, though. Kind of everything that I'm doing is an experiment, I'm realizing. But I'm going to be writing something completely different for this next story, focusing much more on conveying that atmosphere and immersion, that dreamy feeling. This story concept that I've already written most of is something that I'll likely come back to, but I'm probably going to rewrite it to better fit the vision that I had for it. There is no ETA for the next one. I will have it done when I have it done. I don't really want to promise anything when I'm still in a very early stage in which I might back out and rewrite the story or choose a different path to go down because I really want to be happy with it before I put it out there, right? I don't want to just be like, okay, this is good enough for the people. It needs to be good enough for me as well. And so far with all of my YouTube videos, they've all been good enough for me, most of which better than that. I've enjoyed them very much. And that's kind of what I want with Postmortem and New Space, because this project is very dear to me. I think it's, since I'm also still in the early stages of learning that type of writing, it will be much more exploratory. And also, to anyone that doesn't know, I'm currently using Tumblr to post some world building stuff about New Space. If you'd like to follow that, you'll probably get some stuff in between the next story. I will post like the art from the stories that I'm working on, likely in the media channel, as well as on my Twitter, up to YouTube, onto Tumblr, all of those places. But Tumblr, I just like to add more description and kind of hinting at certain world building things, sometimes poetry that goes along with that. And I'll also actually be starting to upload to Tumblr more so that I can automate my art feed on my website, because currently on my website I have my art feed and I've been manually kind of uploading all of these, which takes some time because I like to write alt text for each of them. It's also just another place to upload to. And because it's NeoCities and it's very lacking of content UI to upload things, I have to be really hacky with it. I'm probably going to be automating it with Tumblr because it has a very nice embedding system where I can basically just embed my entire page and filter it with everything that has the art tag. And I might be doing that with other things on my website as well, just because it's very convenient. I don't want to convert everything to Tumblr. And yeah, I mean, that pretty much wraps it up. I can't really think of anything more to touch on. So yeah, I guess that about wraps it up. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.